Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and the show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Yeah, live from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, so you know what it is. It's Comic Cafe, where we get rid of that aggression that you got from all week. So let's go ahead and start it out. Get our woosah on. Or as Bruce Lee would say, what the get it. Monstrous Radio, Urban Therapy, starts okay. Right now.
I'm a nigga with it.
Watch out.
I'm a nigga with it. I'm a nigga ball. I'm a nigga's athletic. I'm a nigga's A1. All got street cred. All them niggas ballin'. All them niggas out lit. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dance. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil Quake fucked the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch still a bread truck. Got a big gun retarded. Call Uber for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran up. Bitch tryna put the head on them. Niggas tryna put the feds on them. Niggas tryna take meds on them. Everything for the players on them. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
Yeah.
I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad, bitch. You getting rich.
Yeah.
Hey. Watch out, little hoe.
Watch out.
My partner still smoke on parole.
Bro.
They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a stove, I tell it to lock. Shit, I tell it a lot. Go to the dealership. Bitch, tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. Shit, you can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some ack in my stock.
Man.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't got a try. You waving that thing in the sky. We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye.
Ah.
Look at the watch on my wrist. Got on my watch in my wrist. So that little bitch I passed. Nigga, watch the assist.
Switch.
I run the track like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the sun gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terror Dome. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Bitch.
Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch. Watch that little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad,
get
mad, bitch. I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Comic Cafe. Where we get our woosah on. And you say the cuss word, and it make you feel good. Get in. I got some of the monsters tuning in. We're going to check in with them in just a minute, but I got a request. And also, I got to tell y'all about some of these tickets we got coming up for this, what is it called? Amazonia BJJ in the Cage event. Yeah, we're giving away some tickets tonight. It's going down with the ladies this weekend. So I checked out my request, and this one came in like yesterday. I mean, wow, somebody's in their feelings. This one right here is by Drake. You know what it is. Uh-huh. Charm and Cafe, talking about getting your woosah off and not getting 30 days for busting somebody until you see the red meat. Get it? Rock with them.
They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, tryna play it safe. Vibes switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
Straight up yeah. Straight up to your face, Monsters Radio Live. We're going to get into our topics and discussions, and we're going to tell you about these tickets we're about to give away here coming up in just a little bit. So, hey, I'm going to tell you who one of the monsters that's on tonight. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling today? Are you ready to get some woosah on, or are you in one of them little chippery, squirrely type moods today? Hello.
Ooh, I think I'm in them tickly squirrely mood today. Hey, yes. Yes, I know that I am, for sure. For sure. So anyone can get it. I think, you know, not even so I am in a petty betty mood. So be aware. Be aware. Uh-huh. Be aware. I'm just going to put you on alert right now.
Right.
Alert.
Just I feel good, but it could get petty.
It okay. Could, it will, it is going to get petty. So I'm just going to put the alert out there. Anybody who call in today, Miss Unbelievable is PBing. I'm Petty Betty today. So get ready. Just disclaimer out there. It's
right,
Thursday.
Right. Okay.
And that's how I feel today on Karma Cafe. Fuck with me. It's on and popping today. Just saying.
Okay. Well, we make sure you're just going to handle the comment cafe part. We're not going to let you play therapist today. We're not going to let nobody sit down in your chair. You been done gave him a thumper or a thump him in the forehead or something. I'm just saying, I don't trust you today.
Wait a minute.
It is.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Back that up. They can sit on my chair. I'm going to give them the real shit today that they ain't ready for. You know, they only got to take a pill for what I'm about to give them today. I'm just saying.
I was just claiming when you call into 424-243-9649 and you press 1 and talk to us, the comments and the things that you hear are those of the people that are speaking and may not necessarily reflect the views of Monsterous Radio. So we just gonna put that out there.
But you better rock with that shit. Let's see. Rock with it. Rock with it.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently, I don't know if you people heard, and I guess I get into some who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. Have you heard one of the great Two Live Crew members has passed?
Yeah. It's the light-skinned one, y'all, for those who don't know. It's that light-skinned brother. Yeah, don't ask me his name. Some crush. I just remember some crush. But seriously, I heard that he done... Yeah. You gonna put it together? Well, are we putting it together? Did you get it?
No, sir. His name is Busted Ice. There we go. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, can we get it all out? Okay. But I heard that he done so much stuff. Like, he was a philanthropist and he was one of the ones that started the movement on a lot of different things as far as the music, which I was so shocked about. And, you know, they were saying that he went to the White House and he did a lot of talking about censoring and uncensoring the music. So kudos and rest in peace to him. Yeah.
Right. I got some, I got one of the articles that they put up about him. Yeah, he was 53. Let me see. What was his real name here? Chris Wong. That was his real name. So he passed. We'll have some more entertainment news for you guys here coming up in a little bit. So, I mean, can you think of some things that we could talk about? You know, I usually post up a post that's going to be Comic Cafe and let people talk about some things that they want us to vent about or touch on the subject. Is there some things you can think of tonight? Some subjects that we could touch on. And I'm definitely going to check in with Jazzy B here in just a little bit, see if she wants to come on the line. She did press one, so we're going to see what's up with her. But I mean, is there something you can think of that we might be able to help them lay back on our therapy couch and not thump them in the throat or hit them in their forehead? Is there something you can think of there, Teddy Betty,
you know, relationships is always a good thing we can talk about. True friendship, what the meaning of that is, something we can always talk about. Stank breath in the workplace. Oh, we could talk about that. You know, how, you know, how do you approach telling them that their breath stank?
Oh, there we go. You said stank breath. I thought you said fake breath in the workplace. My bad. My mind's still on yesterday. Wet Wednesday. Go ahead.
Didn't even have Wet Wednesday. Come on. I'm trying to keep it, you know. Nice. We didn't even have Wet Wednesday, you know, to think about that, you know, having sex in the workplace. We didn't think about that and if it's okay and where and, you know, different things like that. But I thought we talked about that before. But, I mean, there's just several. It all depends, you know, what the rest of, you know, the world want to hear tonight. You know, we could always talk about how do relationships, like, when do you say I love you? When do you say, when you don't like somebody and you're leading them on, should they kick your ass in the end because you knew from the top that you didn't want to be with them? You know what I'm saying? But they spend all this money on you. I mean, there's several. That's a Teddy Betty one. There's several.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, sorry. When I talked about bringing Jazzy on, if you people know, you've been watching the face. She's a little under the weather right now. She was like, she's over here like, I can't get on the radio tonight. I sound like somebody's ugly uncle. Well, I mean, damn.
Oh, but we love you, Jazzy Boo. We hope you feel better. Go to the doctors for your ass can be up on here this week, though. I'm just saying, I'm petty today. Get that shit together, because we love you, Boo. We love you. Touching the heart, touching the chest with the fist. Yeah.
Yeah, you are unbelievably petty today. It is what it is. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of a song I can play tonight. Matter of fact, here's a guy. I'm going to play him from the Twin Cities. We actually did a track together. You hear him on the track he did with me called Sexton. I'm going to play one of his tracks right quick. It's called All Gas, No Brakes. He's an artist from the Twin Cities, and he's doing it with a Twin Cities legend and great Shotty Boo. Check it out. All Gas, No Brakes. Monsters Radio Comic Cafe. Urban Therapy. We're going to tell you about them tickets you can win right after this.
Yeah. Yeah, no breaks.
Right. No breaks, man. Yeah. What's up, Dub Nation?
Yeah. Shotty, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
They said they want us back again. Yeah, they want us back again.
No breaks. No breaks. No gas, nigga.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the gas.
No breaks.
Well, I'm smashing the
gas. I tell your boy Lambo. She said, "Dub, bitch, you just too much to handle. Fall for anything what you stand for. I plan for big houses, big riches, back bitches, close to the tightest stitches. No good. Trying to find something thick, keep me hard as wood. Make sure that I'm never misunderstood. Trying hard to change the bad days into good. Yeah. I keep spitting all gas. Can't help it, nigga, my mind state and get the cash back. Please don't wait. I know over the years a lot of niggas hate. But I'm on top of the hill. I'm never gonna tell you shit fake, I'ma keep shit real. Fuck how a nigga feel. Nigga, I'm my own puppy, I don't need no deal.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
I smash gas without no breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas.
No breaks.
Nigga, smash the gas. I got my foot down, nigga, metal to metal. Old school folk, ooh, nigga, hello. I hit the freeway, punching 150 on the dash. Hustle like a maniac just to get the cash. Days of the past, nigga, fuck that bitch. In the third lane till I strike and get rich. Talking on a cell, I don't talk like that. Nigga, see me face to face when it's all about the pack. Nigga, fuck what you talking about. Nigga, I'm great. Monkey ass niggas ain't finna see no gorilla. It's F8, nigga, die to the beat. Like son of a bitch, you wanna ride with me? I got it rolled up, nigga, I'm pushing the dub. Nigga, fresh shot the coupe, nigga, 2-4 dub. Nigga, talking to the bitch like, what up? Nigga, I know she on my butt, she wanna fuck.
I smash gas without no brakes.
I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
No brakes.
Nigga, I smash the gas.
I smash. No brakes. No brakes.
Now push, bounce, rock. Push, bounce, rock. Push, bounce. Nigga, shake the wheel.
Monsters Radio. Online radio with a roar. With the underground artists above ground, making quakes, and the upcomers are all up in your face. So I'm just unbelievable. Before I get to this next track, and this next track is going right out to you, you dig? Jazzy saying, here's something we could talk about too. Why do people want to be side pieces? I think that's a good one. Why would somebody want to be a side piece? Woo! I think that's a good one. What you think? Eh?
Man. Side piece. Let's define the side piece. Let's define the side piece. I mean, side piece has been there since the day of time. You know, this ain't no new thing of being a side piece. They used to be concubines in the Bible. So I mean, they always been here. And they had like three or four, and they was having kids with the concubines, and they were staying in the house, and they would have their own spot. So literally, this ain't nothing new. It's just now, you just need to know your position. Like, and okay. You're taken care of. Some of these people don't want to be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? They just...
Hold on. I wasn't asking
if
you thought it was a good topic.
Say something.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and play the song. This one right here is for you. And for everybody else out there, I'm going to play the radio version so you can say the cuss words with me out loud. Cause I feel like saying them. See how she treat me? Oh, petty self.
Most of these is petty.
I told you to be alert.
Most of these is petty. 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 Most of these petty. Most of these is petty. Petty, petty. Most of these is petty.
Most of these is petty, frivolous. I'm having my skrill and my fatty, privileges. Only smoke gas, not no Reggie. Power, broccoli, organic veggies, sour. Send him to hell, not to heaven. Go through the Teflon FM57. Somebody call the Amulams and the Reverend. Come teacher, you're a valuable lesson. Scorpio, that's my astrology. 40, my rover, an autobiography. Story, oyster perpetual prezi. The S is all up in my Benzie. Punk rock, go dig it home. All up in the function with your best friend clubs. Always starting something, you a messy area. Little groupie. Don't stage at the show. As far as these niggas, they petty too. Irrelevant. They hate on real niggas like me and you. Relevant. They jealous, conniving, and sneaky. Shiesty. Don't wanna be them, wanna be me. Icy. They see me on TV all over the net. They heart full of envy, but hurt and upset. Their pockets is pennies, my pockets a check. You say you my enemy, I'm on your neck.
Most of these is petty. 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 Most of these. Most of these is petty, petty, petty. Most of these is petty, 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 petty. Most of these is petty.
I guess I'm the one that they hate now. You just play it out. I made it, ain't got shit to say now. You just spaced out. I'm in my own way out the bed now. So my crib is way out. You still riding the Greyhound. I pull up and race now. I got big money, all facts. Petty can't fall back. Got a binge, I bought that. And I been the shoot, yeah, I'm all that. Low money, I got tall stacks. I can stand on it, I can land on it. I got bands, homie, rubber bands on it. Yeah, I got here cause I planned on it. I'm the realest chick to ever do this shit. From the West Coast, now I run the shit. I'm the same one that y'all keep on talking about, but ain't fucking with. Speak on me, but they're talking cheap, cause y'all sneak this on some sucker shit. Come on, be my name. When you speak on me, say my government. Come be petty, bitch.
Most of these is petty. 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 Most of these petty. Most of these is petty. 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 Most of these is petty. Petty. Petty.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Time and Cafe, Urban Therapy, Woosa, player, Woosa.
Yo, what's up? This your girl Jazzy B, and you are now rocking with us on Monster US Radio with a roar. All right,
we're back with the therapy chair. We're going to talk about a couple things, help y'all vent a little bit. But before we get to that, here coming up, let's see, in the next couple minutes, I'm going to go ahead give the opportunity away for the people that are listening, because I know y'all trying to get them tickets to this Amazonia BJJ in the Cage event brought to you by Valhalla Combat Sports. Okay, if you've been watching my page, you know what the keyword is. Either hit me up on social media or call in right now, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 and tell me what the keyword is. Get it, and you can win the ticket right now. So I tell you this a little bit about what the event is going down. Let's see, there's going to be 40 matches on this show. There are a lot of high-level BJJ. Don't be talking funny because it's a ladies' event. It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They'll whoop your ass. Don't come in there on that funny shit. Fighters on the card throughout the show. Now, the two main event matches are Kelly, is it Cobold, and Brittany Fran. Also, and Derek Getzel and Marvin Blummer. Kelly Cobold is a high-level purple belt. She's a famous female MMA fighter. She once fought Gina Carano on national TV, CBS. She is grappling against Canada's national BJJ champion. Derek Getzel is a former UFC fighter who is looking to get back on the circuit. He has a brown belt. He is going against another high-level brown belt. No high-level brown belt. Contended Marvin Blummer. Sorry, got a little bit of that stuff over here mixed up. But so you win your ticket. That's going to be this Saturday. Monsters Radio, DJ E-Monster, and the Monsters. We will be controlling the music. So come out, kick it with us. You know how I do. And every time I be at these MMA fights, oh, I turn it up. Oh, I turn it all the way up. So it's going down. Come out, take pictures. Add us on your social media, and you can also win shirts at the event. If you take pictures with us, add us on your social media, hashtag it's the right thing, and you can win things from the event. So, all right, let's get back over here into our Connor Cafe with Miss.
Wait.
Unbelievable.
Tell them how much it costs tonight to get in. Hey.
Oh, my bad. They got $20 seats. Matter of fact, I probably should go ahead and tell y'all where it's at too, huh?
that will help. And the time. Try putting the time on there too, there, partner. Just saying.
Oof. Petty. All right. Well, the doors open at 5. Fight start at 6. The event is at 6269 University Avenue, Northeast, Ridley, Minnesota, 55432. That's where you got to put in your GPSs. Again, it's 6269 University Avenue, Northeast, Fridley, Minnesota, 55432. The doors open at 5 p.m., and the matches start at 6. And the hot music starts about 4:55. So make sure y'all get there early. Actually, we do our little grit and meet when the doors are open, so you can come over and get all your pictures and everything set up from DJ E-Monk and the Monstars, the Monsters Radio crew. So, make it happen. Come out early. It's $20 again. General admission seats. Great fight. I always do these events. And I always have a great time. Sometimes I'd be forgetting to play the music because it'd be so good on the fight. I'd be like, what? He got knocked out already? Oh, got to run back to the booth. Get it. So make sure you come out, have some fun. It's going to be a great night. I'm just telling you. So, all right, anything else I forget? Petty. Unbelievable.
Clap your hands. You did it. Yes. No, you ain't forget nothing else.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Oh boy, monsters in here tonight. It is what it is. Y'all better call in.
Y'all better help them.
So, all right. So
yes.
So what were some of the things we said we were gonna talk about? Oh yeah, we went into.
I went into the side pieces before I was supposed to. You know, you didn't give me that green light. I was still on the red. My bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It's
but
all right.
I still stand with my comment, though. It started at the beginning of time with the concubines. I'm just going to put it in the Bible. Lord Jesus,
okay.
You know what
so you said side
just,
pieces.
We just well, named it
you're saying
differently.
There's a history, right? There's a history for side pieces. Going way
back in time. Oh, my God, yes. Way back in the Bible. See? Moses had some, Noah had some, they all had some. You know, if you read, it said concubines. And they were, you know, the ones who had kids by the men. And I know they was trying to procreate. I think that's maybe as close. They were trying to, you know, make sure the world had other people. But still, that is the same principle of having someone that's extra with you. Most religions and most cultures, I'm not going to say religion, but most cultures have more than one wife and they're accepted. Only in America is there side pieces. Other cultures have one, two, three wives and they know it. They submit. They know their place. They know what order they're in. They know their job. They know all that. Only here that we're monogamous and we get, you know, credit for just having one. But like I think in like Africa, you can have two or three. In the Muslim religion, you can have two or three. So it's basically, you know, in the USA where you don't have your side pieces. And then they get the same treatment, though, that a regular wife would. We put side pieces as bitches and hoes and, you know, those who don't have, you know, no say. You just do what I tell you to do, you know. So I'm telling you, it don't look what it's supposed to look like. But in different cultures, they flip it to mask how they want it to look. But it's been going on forever.
Right. Huh. Okay, Petty Betty. You got
I'm
me
just saying.
You made me realize how petty I may have been. Because you're 100% right. I really didn't look at it that way. You are unbelievable for switching my mind up like that. Because, I mean, I have met, like, some people in the past from different cultures. Africans was one of them. And they say, like, you know, a lot of people look down on black men for moving around. And that he was like, well, really, it's kind of part of our culture. And I was like, wait, how is that? And he broke it down just like you said, like, in Africa, in some tribes or cultures or whatever, whatnot, however you want to call it, they do have multiple wives. You dig? It might be all on the same land, even. But the whole difference is each, all of them have the same thing. You dig? All of them know what's up. He goes whichever house you want to spend at the night at. He has his main house, whichever other house you want to go spend the night at. That's his business. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
They all have like a common area where all the kids can come together, play, blah, 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 blah. The wives usually get along, whatever, whatever. You know, but if one wife got a Mercedes, they all got a Mercedes. She got diamond rings, they all got diamond rings. You dig? So yeah, it can be, you know, like you said, like that. And that's also like, when I was coming, I seen a thing on, I think it was like National Geographic. I don't know if anybody ever seen it. Some of y'all probably was like, National Geographic, what is that TV show on information? Get it? Anyway, and it was talked about a culture where the women ran the culture. Meaning as in the women were like single men. If they wanted to go sleep with this dude, they go sleep with that dude. If she want to be with him today, she with him today. Tomorrow she want to be with him over there, she with him over there. There ain't no problem. It's her decision what she want to do. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying about, like, American culture. Because, like, America is really, they say, like, really the only culture that's really afraid to show the human body. You dig? Like, they shame you. Like, they act like sex ain't real. Like, we don't have sex. I mean, don't go by the porn movies, but if you go by, like, in the past and, like, how they portray things, they always make sex seem like a bad thing. Ooh. So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm about to read off what Jazzy's saying. She's saying, it's been going on forever, but why are people proud to be with someone else? And she wants to know why motherfuckers be fucking with someone else's, what someone else has. So why is it that they want to mess with someone else who what someone else has, and why are they so proud to say they are side piece? Why is it in the culture here, we're talking culture, we're not going to talk about, you know, other people, but the culture here, why are they so quick to, you know, because other countries and other continents, they fine. That's just what they do. They was taught that. That's what they do. They were taught to, you know, be ready to be a second wife, you know, have your stuff together or be the first wife or whatever. Here, why is it such a negative connotation towards the side pieces here? And why girls is okay with it and why other people be messing with it? It's negative right. here.
Well,
right.
Well, I think, me personally, you can tell us how you think about Astor and Jazzy. Please keep typing with us. Honestly, I think because now today, they're telling some sneaky shit. It's not like that other shit. Them other cultures, they, like you said, they know what's going on. They know what's up. A lot of times it's sneaky shit today. You dig? And it goes with a status quo sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes it goes to meaning, like, let's keep it 100. It's usually the ballers. The mall players, the big people with the big money. I shouldn't call out nobody, but the people with the big money, them is the ones that have side pieces. Why? Because let's keep it 100. And because some people are just money hungry. That's just what it is. If I said it sold for $1,000, whatever, whatever. And now people don't get it twisted. Don't act like men ain't side pieces. Yes, they are. Fuck around with another man's wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, you hear about that shit all the time. Caught his ass slipping. Woo, caught you with my wife. Men are side pieces, too. So don't think it's just women now. Don't think it's just women. Men are side pieces, too. And because today it's more like on the low. It's sneaky shit. You know what I mean? Even if the lady comes now today just to the point where even if the wife comes to you and be like, look, we got a family. I need you to cease and desist that shit. She'd be like, well, you need to handle your business at home. Let me handle mine. Why? Because he's paying your rent. He's paying your phone. Get it? They don't do all that extra shit with broke motherfuckers. Or maybe they do. Not the people I know. Get it? But some, I think that's what it is. So that's the difference in the culture here and there. Not only that, you know, in our culture, you know, we want to possess ours. Get it? It's just not where it's a you and me and, you know, if you got the desire, you want to taste that, go taste it. You know what I mean? Whatever, whatever. But here it's like, no, you own me. Ain't nobody touch my cup but me. Get it? It's just what it is. I know I am one. Don't you touch my cup. Hell no. You better get your own damn cup. Don't you come sipping on my cup. Leave your funky breath on my cup. No. Get it? So that's my opinion on why it's so different here. I mean, what's your opinion? It's unbelievable.
You know, I have a twofold. One, it's easy to be a side piece. Especially if you really don't want to have a relationship that is meaningful to yourself because maybe there was a hurt that came in or whatever that happened to you, you're just like, I'll just settle for this. Two, I'll elaborate on that more. You know, there's no commitment. You really don't have to put a commitment in there. You can walk in that relationship. You can walk out that relationship. You can control that relationship. You don't care about that relationship. And then you fall, you put everything on the guy. Well, he stepped out. He did this. So you don't have to own anything within the relationship of just, hey, I went in knowing I ain't tripping. This is just what I want to do because I don't want to have to deal with getting hurt, of the feelings of getting hurt, not knowing that whenever you go into a relationship, you're going to get hurt because you're going to get your feelings attached anyway, because we're just emotional beings. On the other side,
that's if it's good to you.
It's just,
sorry.
Yeah, on the other side, it's just something that, like you were saying, on sneaky shit. Like, I just want to do it because I can. And because you are giving me that money and you're giving me some and you're giving me status and I don't necessarily have to deal with the bullshit. Like, for real. If I could get your money, then I'm going to get your money. If I could trap you, I'm going to trap you because I'm going to need that money 24/7 because then I won't have to go work. I don't have to go do nothing. I can just be this lazy bitch who's just trying to get this money from you and then I'm going to do it. Now, the ones who's a side piece that ain't got no money, like I said, some people just doing it for the hell of it. They're just doing it for the fun because I can. I want to rack up all these dudes. I want to say I'm this smack. I want to say I'm this, you know, queen of the getting the niggas, and I'm going to see what I can get out of them because some of them were raised like that. Let me just see what I can get from you, and then I'm going to move around, whether it be money, whether it be weed, whether it be a purse, whether it be shoes. is material. They never go in saying that I'm going to come mess with you because I got feelings for you. You know what I'm saying? It's because I like you.
Yeah.
I want to do it. And I want to see how far it goes. And then, you know, once you get complacent, you ain't trying to move around. Now, why? Why? You do everything that I need you to do. Why am I going to move around? Why do I need to go somewhere else? You know, you just enough. Not knowing that they're missing out on who's theirs and having their own cup, like you were saying, and you ain't got to share. You know, because some people ain't got problems sharing. I got problems sharing. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to share. I don't share nothing. I don't even share my shoes or my drawers or my cup, you know? You know, but some people can't share it, you know, and saying that I'm worthy of this and that's it. You know, for here in America, it's about your worth. I'm worthy enough to just have just that, you know, I'm worthy enough just to have this one. Or, like I say, some people don't think that their morals are on the line when they are a side piece. They don't think that they have, my morals are just fine. But morally, here in America, it says monogamy. We got to respect that. If you go in knowing that that's y'all got an open relationship, that's something different. Because you're setting your relationship status as whatever it is. But if you do not know that he has someone else, and see, this is the problem that I saw. That side piece knows more about what's going on with you than the wife. Because now the side piece get to have what he complains about the wife about so she can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
The side piece gets to know all about the wife and what she's doing and what she's not doing. So now she's painting a picture against this woman and she's giving you the information of how to use against her to make her seem like she's better so she won't do what the wife is doing, even though that's all in her character what she would do. Second,
mm-hmm.
That side piece is really emotionally, she becomes the main chick because you get to looking at your wife a little different because you're stepping out on your wife. Come on. That's so unfair mm-hmm. for the wife because she's not
right,
aware
right.
of this other woman who is being able to get all the things that he should be talking to her about.
Right. And honestly, it kind of puts a strain because now, in reality, say if the wife does find out or she's feeling some kind of way, she can feel that vibration, something ain't right. Now, things are tight at the house, you dig? And now the side piece is sitting pretty because all she got to do is just not complain. You dig? The real mm-hmm. mama at home is like, look, shit ain't right right now. He's like, I don't want to hear this. I'm going to go over here. She's going to do everything. Oh, let me rub your back. Let me make and all that extra stuff. Now, here's one question I do have to ask about because something you said in the beginning. How you said, like, sometimes side pieces, like with the married people or whatever, they do that because, you know, the where you don't have to have that commitment. You know what I mean? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not buying it. If you're single and you don't want that commitment thing, you can still date other people that are single. You know, you don't have to take somebody else's husband. You have to. I'm not saying they would do that, but you don't have to ruin a house home just because you don't want to make a commitment with somebody. Go find somebody else that's single. Now, I'm pretty sure that somebody else that's single, I'll be your fuck buddy. Because that's all a side piece is. It's really a fuck buddy that you're paying for. You know what I mean? In my opinion.
But,
you know, but I mean, why?
But remember I said. Right, but remember I said it comes after a hurt, though. You're not trying to look. I didn't say, you know, that's what someone does right off the bat. I said if that person is hurt and they don't want to have to deal mm-hmm. with, you know, that boyfriend and girlfriend commitment. They only do that once they've been like, mm-hmm. you know what? I don't want to put no emotions to that attachment, so I'm not going to find no one for me. I'm going to make it simple for myself. I'm not talking about the ones who, you know, the husband.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know,
see,
even with
I'm
the
saying.
Husband, I see what you're saying on that because if he already has a wife, you already have in your mind, he can't be committed to me. I can't be committed to him because he already
mm-hmm.
got a wife. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying on that because say if you do date other people that are single, that's my best choice for you. I'm just trying to rationalize what somebody might be thinking, but I can see that emotion. Like, okay, they can't be committed with me anyway. They can't spend the night all the time. I don't have to worry about that. I can do whatever I got to do. I can still see other people, whatever. There's no tie. And I still get my perks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Get it? So, yeah,
why
I can
not?
See that. I can see
why
it.
Not? And yep. That's how, it, yep. Because usually these side dudes nowadays, they're giving them wifey privileges, which is so messed up for the wife. Because there should mm-hmm. be a standard and a precedent of how can she get wifey benefits. Like, she's not the wife, but she's getting those wife benefits. So why? So the wife is sitting there looking all crazy because she's still getting the bullshit at home, and he ain't trying to change what's going on because he can go to that side piece and say, hey, fix me. And she'll be like, okay, daddy, what you want me to do? And that's because she know what he needs, because he done told her all the things that his wife shouldn't do, wouldn't do, can't do, don't do. So she know what to do. But then, unfortunately, mm-hmm. he sees her as a side piece, and that love is never there. Unless he falls in love, you know, with the notion of who she becomes because mm-hmm. of all the stuff that she heard. But let that be who she is, really. Once he get her, that's why side pieces usually don't last. Because then she turns into who she really is, that he don't see when they're not together. She only did that to get you. She ain't like that when she's, you know,
right.
after the doors is closed. So it's a
right.
game
yeah.
that people are playing with people's emotions, and that's why people are getting killed for that. Because they thinking that they got some serious over here with the side piece, but they have no idea who she is. She is just becoming who you want her to be to get what she needs from you. And that wife is sitting here like, dang, what do I got to do to make sure that you're good and he's not putting that much in, putting that much effort into making it, because he know he got a side piece who's doing what he thinks that his wife should be doing. How unfair is that?
Right. Well, all right, well, hey, check it out.
I'm telling you, I'm keeping it raw. I'm telling y'all.
So, all right, so I'm going to play another breather track, and then when we come back, we're going to see if Jazzy got some more comments for us. Stick with us, Monsters Radio Loud and Comic Cafe Urban Therapy. This right here, I think it fits what we're talking about right now. This is where a lot of side pieces are found, and I think this track fills it in. I'm not going to tell you what it is until it's done.
I like shot on the ground. I throw a shot on the ground. Might DM some on the ground.
Them bad hoes on boy, the ground. DMs can get you in trouble on this.
Throw a shot on the ground. Where you met, shot on the ground. Yeah, got them bad hoes on the ground.
Yeah. That and that Snapchat is like 5 feet.
I might just throw a shot on the ground. I got them bad hoes on the ground. Then I let me see your bitch on the ground. I might DM your bitch on the ground.
Go make me check the bitch on the ground. Why you DMing hoes on the ground? Oh, she ain't ready for this cut back. We gotta take your ass on the
ground. I might fuck shout out to Damson. Might go pick the bitch up in Lamson. What a little bit nice, I said, Pam, son. I'm getting that push, go ham, son. I met the bitch on the gram shit. Tape brought out the real creep. My necklace full of blue shit. I fucked the bitch from about 26. I'm on the ground. Yeah, she in my DM. All you do is make her hug the seal. She said she for college park, she had I want to meet. But my girl from the west side, so they gon' view. Hey, shot with fat bros, but I can't act her. If my girl see her, then I might get slapped, bro. I be getting money, nigga, just a real man. And when I'm doing this, I'm doing a Snapchat. Bro, I might just throw a shot on the ground. I got them bad hoes on the ground. Then I let me see your bitch on the ground.
We got some more big players coming in next week. I'm gonna tell you about who we got coming up next week. But yeah, that's Young Dro, Candy Burst, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but that's on the gram. It is. I think so. Some of these social media sites. I'm just gonna keep it 100. It's Side Piece Grocery Store, Smorgasbord. it is. It is Buffet Country, Old Country Buffet, Golden Corral, whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. So, we ain't got much time, but before we start to wrap it up, I mean, was there some more stuff that Jazzy said by any chance there? It's unbelievable.
You really need to find my music. Really, I'm not playing. But no, she didn't have anything to say, but there is one more thing that I want to say that's going to be petty. It's cheaper to keep up for some folks, too. I'm just saying.
Okay.
When you got money and you got kids and you thinking about that child support, that's going to be $21 million because you make $100,000, you know, you be like, man, you get to calculating the dollars and the cents and the spousal support and the houses that you about to lose. Man, on that note, they get side chick, tell them to be quiet because it's cheaper to keep the wife instead of divorcing her. Just saying. That's just a side petty fact. I'm saying.
So we did have a comment from online. Somebody said, if you truly love somebody, how could you do that to somebody to have, you know, hurt them enough to have a side piece or somebody like that? If you really care about somebody, when you guys got problems, you guys will talk it out together. That's what they're saying over here. Yeah, that is 100. That is 100. Appreciate the comment, giving your opinion, Monsters Radio. So, all right, don't forget, usually when we have the discussions, no matter what night it is, whether I post it or not, you can always post in the link what some things you want us to talk about, how you feel about what we're saying. You can even connect with us on social media. You can even connect with us. And make sure you like our page on Facebook, The Monstars, T-H-E-M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. You will find us. You'll see the Monsters Radio logo. Go ahead and like that page for us.
And if you're online right now listening on Blog Talk Radio, I need you to do me a favor right now. Right now. Take that finger, put it on your cursor, and press follow so you can get all the information when the shows are loaded and what's going on. We got a lot of great things going on, and I want you people to be a part of it. So let me see. Anything else you want to conclude on tonight, or you can think of something maybe we could talk about next week?
Let it be a surprise. Let's see what the week brings us, because something may just come up in who's bumping who, who's getting fat, you know, who's doing what, and then we can talk about on that, you know. Oh, but that movie with Queen Latifah, Girls Trip, I think, after 5 years is coming out. I just want to say, put it out there. I am going to go see it. I'm going to grab my girls, and when I tell you it's the 21st, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be, like, doing some commentary on it. So if you want to hang out with Miss Unbelievable, I will put it up on the page. I'm going to be going to the movies. I'm going to be seeing it. So if you want to hang out with me, seriously, hit up the Monstars page, and I will give you that. I'll put it on my page. I'll put it on the Monstars page. I'll put it on the Monsters page. We are going to go as a group to go see this movie and then come back on the radio and just talk about it. So, putting it out there, that's what we're going to do. It comes out on the 21st. I won't go on the 20th, but we'll do the 21st or the 22nd, but I will let you guys know. I'll post it. We're about to have some clowning girl time. Get ready, because it's about to be turned up. Yes. Put that out there.
That's what's up. All right, don't forget about this weekend. We got the event here in the Twin Cities. You need more information about that, you can definitely hit me up at monsterusradio@gmail.com. You need to get tickets. You can connect with us there or on social media, which you can get. We can get you some tickets. If you purchase your tickets through Monsterish Radio, we're going to give away a shirt. I'm just saying, you get a ticket, you get a shirt. Full price ticket, it is what it is. So, all right, don't forget, next week we got some hot interviews for you guys. Let's see, who we got? We got Minnesota Official Boys. You know, we're just waiting on their picks and stuff to come in. We got them next week coming up, Takeover Tuesday. On Wednesday, Wet Wednesday, we got Jess Will. Yeah, from last Sunday. Yeah, we got Jess Will. He's coming up next week. Next week on Karma Cafe and Urban Therapy, if you check this out, night, I believe it was, with Nikki J. This coming up next week, coming today, next week, we got D-Haven Irby. That's the guy that who's saying Jay-Z. Most of his songs in the beginning, they were about him. You dig? So he's calling in a Karma Cafe. He said he got some things he want to say. Also, we got Compton Menace the same night. That's right. It's getting big around here. We're setting up these interviews. Make sure you guys tune in. We're going to start opening up the air, let you guys ask questions, but we would like for you to let us know what your question is in advance. So make sure you hit us in the Monstars or the Monsters Radio group or what question you want to ask, and we'll let you ask the question. Get it? So, all right, stick with us, Monsters Radio. That's how we do. I'm just saying. So, all right, any last words you want to say before we... Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Trying to put me on pause. Dang, was I that bad today? Was I that petty? Woo! But anyway, I'm just saying, Jesus. Hey, whatever you are, if you're a side chick, the main chick, listen. If you know you wrong, you wrong. But if you really love that person and really love that person, just let that man love his wife. And don't you get caught up in the mix. I'm just saying. That's just my thought. And like the lady said, or whoever the comment person was, you know, let your love speak for itself. Because you wouldn't want that to be happening to you. What goes around comes around, and what goes on in the dark definitely comes in the light. All the time. And people going to get hurt. And is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth the hurt? You don't like the hurt, so is it worth the hurt? I'm just saying.
Right. Is it worth the 30 days or the 30 stitches? That's the question. Get it? So I guess I'm all way up out of there. You know, we try to don't forget people when they when you
do we have a winner
at the events that work. No.
No.
Got it
okay,
right.
Then
some
we do it tomorrow.
Yeah, but yeah.
All day.
Right.
Nobody
right.
got it right. Can you say right. that? Can you say that? Okay, we had some hitters
okay.
and nobody won. We're gonna have y'all try it again tomorrow. Try it again tomorrow, people. Look at our Facebook to get it right. Just get it right. We wanna see you there. I'm just saying. Just saying. Teddy B. Just saying.
I was gonna say you're done yet. Cause you being petty. I'm trying to end the show and
I'm
you just went down petty lane. You got a whole freeway exit to yourself. Petty lane.
I'm just saying.
Get off exit
86. Exit petty lane.
Check it out, man. Sam G from last
hey,
week.
Hey, wait.
This
wait.
One's your song.
Hey, wait.
Huh? Yeah.
I didn't do my shout out. Wait, I got to give a shout out to, I told I was going to give a shout out. Shout out to Christy from
oh,
my job. Yeah. She wanted a shout out. Today, I just gotta give a shout out. She wanna be in pictures, y'all. She wanna be an actress, so help her out. Petty just said that. Okay, go ahead. What you were saying? My bad.
Petty,
my
Betty.
Bad for the interruption.
Nothing.
I'm
right.
off the.
Petty,
I'm
Betty,
off. I'm off.
Company.
I'm off.
She's still doing it. You ain't off. I'm just gonna play the music. She ain't gonna stop.
Love y'all. We live.
Sam G, the native spitter. Two sides. Yeah. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is now, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is now, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you tryna count me out.
Count me out.
It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. With something like fun, cause I always win. Undefeated in the game.
I am.
Sam G is the people's champ.
The champ.
Two sides is the winning camp.
They is.
I'm speaking the truth, they just am.
No
Dr. Seuss, but yes, Sam, I am.
Yeah.
And all the bitches know Sam's the man.
Yeah.
I get that poppin' no skillet because I came with that heat. And that's what's serving the competition, got plenty of beef. And now they're catching the itis, so I put them to sleep.
Put
when
to
it's
sleep.
A type of sleep when you and Jesus
Amen.
Meet. They think they hard, these niggas
weak.
So name another as hard as me.
Name
and if I'm wrong, then pardon me.
Hard.
But no, I'm right, so fuck you thought. I made them go hard like it's my last day.
My last
Even
day.
When I'm gone, I still won't be in last place. I'm the realest when it comes to them upper states. Matter of fact, I'm the realest over all the states.
Overall.
The state of spirit really show them how to represent.
Represent.
And plus, they never seen a native that can really spit.
Really
and plus, I handle my business and I don't waste any second. Cause if you wait just a second, you can end up a second. So you best believe I'm standing on the front line.
The front line.
Like a Timberwolf mascot, crunch time.
Crunch
it wasn't
time.
Meant to be a cold ass punchline.
Nah.
I just let it represent in my rhyme. So you know it's Minnesota till I die. So you better count me in your top five. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is now, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you tryna count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fun, cause I always win. My calling is now, so I'm on this shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch.
Count it out. They had their doubts.
I'll prove them wrong, so count me in. Walking tall, like a man.
Yeah.
Don't ever fall or no stumbling.
Yeah.
Running this shit like I'm Robert Smith.
26.
Mixed with some Adrian Peterson.
28.
When it comes to the money, get to it quick. I'm scoring a touchdown so easily.
Score.
I can give y'all a reason to hate on me.
Hate
but
on
you
me.
Make it easy, do it willingly.
Yourself.
My hard work and grit made me pop a bitch. Instead of hating, go and try the
go
shit.
Try
my riders want me to supply them
supply
hits. Em. Legend in my city like I'm Prince.
Ooh.
But never think it's night or sweet with this.
Never.
Face me like a man.
man, I'm sweeping shit. Nate spit about to change the game.
Change it.
Had a whole damn nation scream my name. I don't think I'm cocky, but I do my thing. And true to myself in my own lane. And I don't just rap, boy, I entertain. I be getting shit hype when I hit the stage. I'm running the game, fuck that walking shit. But never away, I stay chalking shit. Live by the code, know what honor is. But most of these niggas is fraudulent. I'm minding mine, trying to stay winning. Trying to put my niggas on the same business. Trying to get it like money making. It's so much focus, my life is internal vision. Stay away from drama, focused on the commas. And continue to grind and I stay winning. You stupid if you trying to count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fuck, cause I always win. My calling is now, so I'm on the shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walkie shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch. You stupid if you trying to count me out. It's best for the people to count me in. I don't know about them, but I came to win. But something like fuck, cause I always win. My calling is not so I'm on the shit. And think what you want, ain't no stopping this. I'm running the game, fuck that walkie shit. My hard work and grit made me pop, bitch.